Moving on to our next story in this top 5 hour. Dozens of civilians have been killed in a U.S. airstrike in Afghanistan's Logar province. Witnesses say at least 28 people, including women and children, perished in the air raid. Local officials confirmed the attack, but insist the victims were Taliban militants. The Taliban has rejected the claim, saying a group of civilians have been killed in the raid. The U.S. conducts airstrikes in several Muslim countries, including Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Yemen. They claim the air raids hit militants, but reports show that civilians are the main victims. Crossing over to Tampa, Florida, joined by Mr. Scott Ricard, political analyst and former American intelligence linguist. Thanks so much for being with us. Another attack by the U.S., more civilians being killed, and nothing being said out of Washington. Why does this continue without any type of outrage?
Well, the main reason it continues without outrage is because the Americans are very ill-informed about the activity. When you look at these indiscriminate bombing and the casualties that are occurring, these casualties occur only because of very poor intelligence and also just tremendously large amounts of bombings. When you look at the number of bombings now, reports are saying that it's twice as many amount of bombings in Afghanistan this year than there were last year. So you're talking about, somewhere in the nature of about every 2 days someone's being bombed in Afghanistan this year. And that's a tremendous amount of bombing. And, obviously the Americans carry out a lot of the attacks as well as the Afghan Air Force. But let's be clear, the Afghan Air Force is very much under the Americans' control and using the same American intelligence and as well as infrastructure, because the Afghans and the Americans are working quite closely on that. So this is a failed operation. It's a failed attempt. When you have civilian casualties like this, there's no excuse for that. These individuals, there are unfortunately suicide bombers. There's a lot of retaliation. Herat had a suicide bomb recently this month. And then you have other suicide bombers bombing mosques. So I think there's a lot of retaliation effect here. And unfortunately, the policy by the Americans and the Afghan government, the indiscriminate bombing and the killing of civilian casualties, innocent people, is just unacceptable and unfortunate that the American people aren't treating this the same way they should be treating it, as if their own soldiers are being killed.
And if we look at the new policy now by Donald Trump, it appears that it's going to continue to be the same or worse for years to come, as we know that he has just okayed the increasing the amount of troops returning to Afghanistan. What can be done? Because on that side of things, we have, of course, Americans who are very tired of war, but it appears that it just does not matter. And again, we have another president again staying in Afghanistan. And after all these years that basically they haven't been able to accomplish, as they say, what was their goal. So what can we expect in the near future, Scott?
Well, unfortunately, with Donald Trump, we have a saying, he's definitely let the fox into the hen house. If you look at his advisors, all military advisors, my hat's off to the U.S. military as an organization. But as a leadership and policy, there's a lot of great people that have served, like myself, that were really much fooled into this. And when I say the fox is in that, these are individuals who have spent their careers creating wars and fighting wars, and they're obviously very proud of their careers. But unfortunately, when it comes to U.S. policy, Donald Trump has basically allowed the U.S. military to come in and run the show. So I see just one of the worst things happening, unfortunately, for the rest of the world. We have, we're on track now to drop more bombs than Barack Obama dropped in 2016. He was up to 25,000 bombs around the world. And I wouldn't be surprised if we exceed anywhere from 35,000 to 40,000 this year, given the track record and the military-industrial complex sitting in the catbird seat of the White House. And obviously, Donald Trump certainly not holding to his promises of stopping these wars. Hopefully the American people will react in the right way, certainly not let him remain in office. And it certainly would be nice to see the American people rise up in unison and really protest heavily against and use the Constitution to gather and correct the wrongdoings of the U.S. government, because there are many, many wrongdoings, including obviously the bombing of innocent civilians in Afghanistan.
All right, thank you so much for being with us out of Tampa, Florida. Scott Ricard, political analyst and former American intelligence linguist.